Thank you, Sister Barbara. We don't have time to hear Shamin sing or else then I won't be able to say anything. But I think you've heard it all. It's my wife's. We have been lifting her up for all the things that she has done and would like to do. And so we thank God for her. I'll just share with you quickly before I interest adding a little. I remember no more than 4 months after I got married, I lost my mother. And here I am sitting on the bed and grieving about the loss of my mother because she was just as near and dear as my daughter just expressed a while ago. And my wife came and sat beside me and says, okay, you have me. Now that you have lost your mom, I'll try to be like her. And I thought that was quite a big thing for her to offer, that she would try to comfort me like my mother would. And Amen. That she has been doing until today's date. Amen. I'm thankful to God for her. Although I was brought up very religious, yet it's not until I accepted the invitation that she passed on to me one night. I walked from home to church and ended up accepting Christ as Lord and Savior after hearing the gospel message. And so I'll say amen to all that my son and my daughter has just shared a while ago. I'm thankful to God for her that she has stood by me from the day I accepted Christ as Lord and Savior and say yes to Christ that I become a fisher of men. She has stood with me until today's date. May God bless her and keep her and be so thankful for after so many years, 8 years, God has preserved all of us in the family. Nobody has died yet. And we're thankful to God for long life. Praise his wonderful name. Now, today's Mother's Day. Praise his wonderful name. And I'm rejoicing for Mother's Day because I love my mother dearly. And she has done so much, which will take much longer than what the children have said and what I say. So let me just point you quickly because our time is all gone. Mother's Day is a very special day, and we are so happy, very, very happy that we, the Apostolic Church, lift up mothers. We cherish mothers. We pray for them, whether they're a part of the assembly or not, but we are always praying for mothers throughout the world. And today, one of my heartbeats is for the many, many children that are in foster homes. I listen every day to the program that speaks about foster children. There is a tremendous need all over the world as I learn that the foster homes have outgrown their sizes and also for foster care parents. We must pray for them, because there are so many careless mothers who have left their children to ponder and for someone else to care for them. And so we must pray today for the foster children that have outgrown the many homes that are all over the world today based on the records that I keep hearing each morning. And so we are going to pray today for the children and also for the foster care parents that are caring for some of the children, although some of the foster care children, abuses the children. I know that. And so we need to pray for those parents as well that are abusing the foster care children. We do pray for the many mothers who are giving away their children or aborting their children. We must pray with them and for them, that the Spirit of God will move upon their hearts. We are praying for leaders of many countries, many nations throughout the world today, and that are really abusing our children in all different ways. And so we must continue to pray for these people.
Amen.
I want you to know today that today is a special day. It's not just taking your parents to dinner or for making breakfast for them or lunch or whatever it may be, but it's how much love we share with our children and for our children's friends and relatives as well. We have a responsibility as children of God to show love, unspeakable love. The Bible teaches us that, and because the scripture teaches us that, then we need to practice this as we're disciples of Christ. And I do pray that today that all the mothers that are hearing my voice will come to realize that we must care for our children today. We must bring them up in the fear of God. It pains my heart when I see the mothers and the fathers are coming from the football game or whatever game is going on a Sunday, and holding the children, taking them from the football game rather than leading them from church or to church. We have become a backsliding country. And when I say a backsliding country, I'm talking about the nation, the United States of America. And we must pray for those of us who are citizens of the United States of America that we will stop aborting our children. It's a shame on our nation. And the Bible tells us the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and that we have very little of in the United States of America today, because of the leadership that we have both in all areas of life. We must take care of our children today. The Word of God tells us quite clearly, friends, that we must train up a child in the way he should grow. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Solomon, the king and a wise man, tells us this from the Word of God. It's very, very important. Train up a child, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22 and verse 6. It's nice to know that our children, a good runner, a good baseball player, football player, but it's so sad in America, many of our children don't know about Jesus. They don't know about God, and they don't know about the Holy Spirit. But everybody wants to be a football champion or a basketball champion or a runner or whatever it may be, but they don't know what Christmas means. Shame on the parents and the religious leaders as well, who have now failed to establish Sunday schools in our churches today. What we have is theaters and amusement places. That's what we have rather than teaching our children today. We must have Sunday school. The Word of God tells us, friends, in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 7. As parents, it's our responsibility to teach the children about the things of God. And that is lacking today in our world. And that's the reason why so many are being persecuted for righteousness' sake. We must teach our young people about God. We must teach them about the Son of God. And we must teach them about the blessed Holy Spirit. It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit who has formed that child in your womb and developed that child until you can bring forth a child. And it's your responsibility to take care of the children. And so in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, don't just take your mother or your parents or whatever it may be to breakfast or for dinner or what. Take them to church and teach them the things of God. I will close in saying here, many, many years ago, I went up into the hills, way up in the hills, talking to God about reaching the people that are lost in sin. And he placed upon my heart the burden. The only way to reach them like I would like to is through radio. And that he had made possible. And I'll just tell you how the radio program started. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, friends. We must rejoice in God's love and grace to wake us up. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Wake up and let us worship and praise God. In the morning, before we go off to work, and the children before they go off to school, and likewise coming back before they go to bed. I remember as a little child, I had to kneel every night before I go to bed at the bedside and see to it that I pray. They teach me to pray. Yes. Not only that, but they took me to church. Sunday school, I was christened, they call it in those days. And then when I reached the age of 12, I was confirmed in the church and became active in the church. Yes, friends, and in all the different departments, I was sharing with my grandchildren the other day that at the end of the year for Sunday school prize giving, I knew exactly what I was getting because there was always a star in that little book. I never miss a Sunday school. At the end of the year for prize giving, I would always get a book. I know exactly what I was going to get because I was never absent, always present in Sunday school and also in church services. And I do pray today that everyone that is hearing my voice today will come to realize, friends, I am now 88, and I have been in church until today's date. And I am encouraging, if this country don't move from their backsliding, and also the Christians who are in a backsliding state will turn around and embrace their children and teach them the things of God. This is what God desires. He said in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 7, that we should teach the children, teach them the word of God, teach them about God, teach them about his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the blessed Holy Spirit. If we don't, friends, demons are going to take over our homes, take over our business places, and our churches as well, and we will be going straight to hell. We must be born again. Parents, we must be born again. And if you're not born again, you cannot teach your children about salvation. We must be born again. And I'm going to stop now. There's so much more for me to do. Lastly, here the word of God says, I know that as for me, and my house, says the servant of God. We will serve the Lord. How many Christians today can testify and say that? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. How many pastors will tell the membership, as for we will continue to lift up Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God, the Savior of the world. The angel said to Mary and Joseph, his name shall be called Jesus, which means Savior. Hallelujah. The angel came back and says his name shall be called Emmanuel. God with us. God is still with us. He has shared his love, his grace, and his mercies to all generations. As a church, let us lift up his name that all men would come to know Christ as Lord and Savior. May God bless all mothers today and encouraging fathers, because it's Father's Day. Fathers, put on the old armor of God and stand up for Jesus and be a soldier of the cross. May God bless us in a special way today as Mother's Day and Father's Day, because today is set aside also for fathers in the Apostolic Church of America. May God bless you.